Chapter 8, Battle of the Barley Field. The nearby rumble could be heard as the heathen troops of the Sea Peoples relentlessly advanced. With unabated cruelty, the Philistine oppressors had dominated Israel consistently for centuries. Although there had been flares of victory's hope, there had rarely been any true overcoming of the tormentors. This day followed the old pattern of panic and flight as David's soldiers fled from the battlefield. Beyond reason and sanity, with unprecedented courage, the back of a soul warrior could be seen silhouetted at the edge of the barley field. His colossal shoulders and arms were clenched in readiness, while his massive legs planted sandal-strapped feet into the moist barley-growth soil. Struggling desperately between death's fear and valor's call, the lonely man stood. Would that his fellow soldiers had tarried to fight. Would that the vile enemy were not so numerous. Yet his wishes could not change reality. Glimmering, the Philistine death lances and round shields caught the morning sun. As a field filled with ravenous butchers, Eleazar's right hand slowly moved. With metallic scraping, the battle-worn sword unsheathed. Pulsating with resolve readiness, the fingers of David's mighty clutched destiny's dagger. Silence. Then mayhem filled the barley field as infantry assaulted the solitary man with great fury. Triangular knives reached for the Israelite's throat, while broad swords strained to slaughter David's champion. Though he had been deserted by his countrymen, he now swiftly, with hammer power, lifted the heads of two maggot men at once. This astounded but did not halt his attackers. More assailants attempted to surround the lone man, yet again he prevailed as their blood soaked into the earth. On the skirmish prolonged, while minutes became hours and morning sludged to midday. But now, the brutal henchman faced something unaccounted for. Unable to pass onward to the faint-hearted retreaters, many Philistines now lay either moaning or dead in the blistering deep day aftermath. Eleazar's chest heaved from nearly unimaginable expenditure. As the remaining enemy's eyes locked into the hero's unflinching stare, fear reversed. With sword still raised and spirit still brave, he watched as their retreat sounded and their backs turned, retracing their once arrogant march with humiliation. God has helped, as that was the meaning of his name, towered over his prey, while his fellow soldiers returned to strip their oppressors' weapons. His palm, smeared with adversaries' blood, still clutched the iron sword as the hand of the guardian was frozen to the hilt. Pastamon, the upland, was named that day, meaning palm of blood. As one man took his stand in a barley field, a true signal victory sounded for the people of God.